This is Ready, Aim, Retire with Rob Kirvin from Advanced Planning Advisors, Inc. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Rob provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here's Ready, Aim, Retire with your host, Rob Kirvin.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Ready, Aim, Retire, the show where we talk about everything retirement, whether it's building your retirement nest egg, taking money out efficiently, Social Security maximization, and of course, don't forget those kiddos, leaving a legacy. So we talk about it all. And today, I'm Rob Kirvin, as you know, if you're watching the show, and I'm here, obviously, as always, with Tony, Mr. Minnesota Shore.
Yep, go Wolves. Go Timberwolves.
Yeah, like most of the people that are listening, you know, I think are from Illinois, and we could care less about the Timberwolves.
I know.
I'm glad you like them.
I'm from Minnesota, though, so I know all the Bulls fans and Chicago fans need to cut me some slack.
And you know what? You can't see him, folks, but today we have a super special guest. Wyatt has joined us. He's been involved with a lot of the sound effects, just generally, you know, keeping like everybody happy around the
morale.
Office.
He's here for morale.
He's a big hype guy. I was talking to him earlier. So
yeah,
I just want to give a shout out to him, even though you can't see him and he's not allowed to talk on the show. So
yeah, well, they can see him for one.
Okay. For 1 second. Where'd he go?
I'll put him back up there.
There he is. Wyatt, give a wave. You're on. You're on.
Other hand. There we go.
Yeah. Hey, say hi to the kids.
How are you doing, people?
There you go. There you go.
Oh, he could fill in for Tony actually right now. I actually didn't know he was that smooth. Oh my goodness. Push your thigh, Tony. Oh, see how quick Tony got rid of him there? After my job? No way.
He's overshadowing me already.
Right. So Tony, you just showed me a picture right before we went on air of your daughter that's graduating.
Yes.
Where's she graduating from? Give us a little backstory. This is exciting.
Yep. St. Thomas University, which is a well-respected university here. In fact, Nate Lucius, who one of the presidents and executives here at Gradient Financial, graduated from St. Thomas. I believe he took his
MBA there.
Yeah, his MBA, got his MBA. My daughter got a full ride scholarship to St. Thomas. She's a Sharpie.
Sports or academics?
Academics.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, majoring in accounting and a double major accounting and Spanish. And she interned for a big accounting firm over the last summer before her senior year. And they offered her, they said, when you graduate, we want to offer you a job full time.
Nice.
Auditing. She's going to be auditing nonprofits for CLA or whatever it is, a big accounting firm here.
I never knew there was a big drive for Spanish accountants.
The Spanish thing isn't going to come into play with this job, probably. So that was just for fun. That was just for fun. Her mom speaks, Sarah, my wife speaks Spanish, and we have an adopted child from Guatemala. So we've traveled Allison's traveled to Mexico. My wife's traveled to Spain. So Spanish is a thing for them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to Spain this summer, so I'll have to get her number. Maybe we'll bring her along for translation purposes.
She can. Allison's very fluent. Yeah.
So. Maybe even for accounting. Like, hey, you know what? I don't think this hotel room is in your budget. Okay. Oh, our Spanish accountant.
Yeah. She'll keep you. She's going to keep the financial guy on track. She's right. The auditor. She'll come in there.
She's doing like currency transfers. And good. Tony, congratulations. That's a good school.
Thanks. Very nice.
What are we talking about today, Tony? Well, let me ask you something first. Do you procrastinate ever?
I would, but I keep putting it off.
Good. Good point.
I'm not a procrastinator because I keep putting it off. That's what I like to tell people. No, I do. Of course I procrastinate. You know, I think it's human nature for a lot of us. I try not to do it. The older I get, the more I've learned not to do that.
Okay,
because it's detrimental to things working out if you put them off.
Yeah, I agree. Like I think most people have a procrastination gene in them. You know, oh, like sure. It's easier to do nothing, isn't it? Like,
I think men in general, not to be sexist, but men are really bad about, I think men are worse about it. Don't you?
I would say me personally, no. I'm not a huge procrastinator.
But no, you aren't. I would agree with that.
But I would say Natalie, who does every, like, I'm not throwing Natalie under the bus for everyone to get phone calls for people. I am not throwing Natalie under the bus. She does it. Like, anybody knows her, she does everything, and she does everything at home.
Yeah.
But she does have these little blind spots.
Sure.
You know, these little blind spots, like the garage, you know, it, you know, she's a collector of items. Like if you had something on your, on the street, like, one of her friends would call and say, oh my gosh, Tony Short has put out this beautiful armoire. You should go get it. And she would get it. It would come in my garage.
Whether you needed one or not.
We don't need an armoire. We have furniture. We actually don't need anything.
But it was free.
But it was free.
It was only $5. It was $5.
Mm-hmm. So she does little things like that. But for the most part, she's a hustler. There's no doubt about it. But
yeah, you two are great. I don't see either one of you two procrastinating a lot.
I wish I could, though. I wish I could be one of those guys who just slept in bed till like noon on a Saturday.
And didn't care. It wouldn't bother him.
Right.
I want to be there. Are those people.
My second life, I'm going to be that. But
yeah, there are those people. I'm not going to name names, Wyatt, but we know a guy who's probably a procrastinator.
We had to start this show is recorded, like most of you know. We had to start late because Wyatt still wasn't out of bed. He was just like, where's Wyatt? And we start recording at 10 a.m. We're like, where is this guy? And he just saunters in like there's no big deal. Like, I'm like, whoa, we were supposed to start 15 minutes ago. Wyatt, what's up?
Yeah, it's hard to find good help these days. It is, you know it that. Is.
You know, and I'm sure you guys aren't even paying him. So it's like, you know.
No, it's not a paid internship. Right, he's not going to get that.
No. So I guess he gets to show up when he feels like it in that case. Right. I take that back, Wyatt. I know you're listening.
Yeah, we're just teasing. We're giving him a hard time.
So today, Tony, you know what we're going to talk about?
Procrastination.
The silent retirement killer. There it is.
The silent retirement killer. Killer. Wow.
Love that.
Sounds scary.
It does sound scary. Because you know what? It is scary. Because I meet with several new prospects. Either they're referred in or they're getting our name from somewhere every single month. Right. Like every single month, like clockwork. They come in. You don't book an appointment to come in and meet with me unless you're trying to fix something. You know, you want to get on a better track. So you want to get things organized. That's, you know, obviously when you come into a financial planner, that's kind of what your goal is, right? But it's shocking to me. It absolutely bamboozles me that the amount of people that come in here, they go through the process. So they go through a full financial planning process, Tony, where we look at everything from Social Security maximization to, you know, efficient income generation, all of these kinds of things. And by the time we're all done, they leave, you know, hey, yeah, we're going to go home, talk it over, whatever. Do you know there's some people we actually literally never even hear from again. Like, they're just like, oh, you know what? We went through this whole process. Yeah. You know what? I'll take that. And you know how, like, you have like things at home, you put them in a certain spot because you're just not going to look at them. And then like a year later, you go to that spot and you're just throwing everything out.
Yeah.
And it's not everybody for sure, but we even have people that would do that whole process and then call us like 3 or 4 years later and say, yeah, we're ready to get going. I'm like, ready to get going. You know, like we have to do a hard reset on
this. Right.
Control, alt, delete and start fresh. Like because what you did in the last 4 years is totally different, you know? So,
right. Your amounts that you've saved, what the rate you may have saved at, you didn't implement it. So
you didn't have a plan. Like if you have a plan. You can't be on
that same plan if you never implemented it. You've got to get a new plan for where you're at now, right?
Right. And if you didn't, and when we put a plan together, it's you know, very thought out, what, you know, thoughtful, it's organized. And we know exactly where income's coming from and all these things, right? So a four-year hiatus is like, wait, what? You know, and then we literally have to start fresh. And when you look at both scenarios, you know, the one that waits 4 years, they still obviously procrastinate. The one that just kind of like we never even see again. It's bizarre to me. But you're making a decision. When you procrastinate, you're deciding. Your decision is, I'd rather do nothing. I'd rather be like, Who puts the head in the sand? An ostrich. So yeah. I'd rather be like an ostrich, put my head in the sand, cross my fingers, and hope everything kind of works out.
Just you hope know? For the best. Just not do anything and hope it all works out. And, you know, I know, you know, it may sound like we're shaking a finger at people, which kind of you're trying to motivate people. But mm-hmm. at the same time, Rob, it's human nature.
Yeah.
I think to put these things off because so many people put off financial planning, retirement income planning, planning for their future. We've said it a million times, you hear it a million times, but it's true. The majority of people out there will spend more time planning their summer vacation than they do their retirement, which is a third of their lives in many cases.
Which is, it's remarkable, but it's like, it you're is. 100% correct. You're 100% correct. And this is a decision, getting this stuff organized. Yeah. It's a bit of undertaking, but not really. You're sitting with us for, I don't know, 3-5 hours over, you know, several meetings or whatnot. We're doing the work. You're providing the information. We're doing the work in the background for, you know, dozens of hours and getting that organized. So
running the reports and putting it together and figuring out how you can meet your goals, your personal goals. It's not cookie cutter. You don't hand everybody the same plan. It's all customized.
Right. We're not like a big brokerage house who, you know, everyone gets the same medicine. You know, you get this. No.
Pre-printed flyers that say this is what you need to do and this exactly. is the product you need. Yeah.
Wait, you're 52. This is what you need. You're 64. This is exactly what you need. Yeah. No, we don't do that. So everything is custom, obviously. Right. But I look at that and I look at that situation and because I see it all the time and I have for a decade and a half, Tony. This isn't something that just sprouted up this spring. This has been happening forever. Right. And I think about it in this sense is if I went to the doctor and I had a tumor and the doctor said, hey, you know what? You got to either take this medicine, have surgery or what have you. Do you think like I just never called the guy back again? Or do you think I just like, you know, wait 4 years and say, you know what, doc, I'm ready to do that treatment. You know, like you would never do that. You would look at you're looking after your health.
You better not.
Right. You maybe the 4 years doesn't happen, quite frankly, but you're not looking after your financial health and you have to have physical health. You have to have financial health if you're going to have a good retirement. You know, at the end of the day, you have to have those two items. So pushing things off and procrastinating just doesn't work. And so what I want to do today, Tony, if it's all right with you, is
it's your show, Rob. Oh, come on.
My show. Well, I wasn't sure why it was going to do a takeover in the background there. I pulled this article from Kiplinger. So Kiplinger, you're familiar with them and
I love it.
What it has, it's the top 10 things most retirees and pre-retirees are missing. All right. So these are the things that people are missing. You know, when you're talking about procrastination and kicking the can down the road and things like this, this is what you need to have kind of organized if you're planning on retiring.
The top 10. It's a top 10 like David Letterman used to do on the old Letterman show.
Yeah.
The old top 10.
I used to love the top 10.
Is number one pizza? Is number one on the list?
Number one is pizza, Tony. Yeah. And folks, Tony hasn't even seen the list. He hasn't even seen it. Number one is
pizza. I don't even have these notes in front of me. Pizza.
Before we get going with the top 10 list, Tony, I haven't seen you pull up like a huge coffee or Red Bull yet.
What's that?
There he is. Welcome back, Tony. Welcome back. Okay.
I had about 40 cups this morning just to keep up with you on the show, Rob. I have to.
Okay. I'm glad. And Wyatt, don't learn anything from that. Learn a lot from Tony. Don't learn like his caffeine habits. Those are unnecessary. but it keeps him going. And he's always does a lot of these shows every day. So you probably maybe I would be chugging coffee too.
I
don't know.
I think you would, I probably Rob, would. Honestly.
Yeah. I probably would. Yeah. And some of the characters you have to work with, you know. I know if you did a top 10, I'm like number one, but I'm sure there's the other ones that aren't going to make the top 10 list out there.
Yeah. We have a phrase here. I've been zinded. That's just a private joke between between Rob and I. We do work with some characters. I'm not going to name names, Brad Zinda or
Wyatt. Easy. Yeah. Yeah. There's characters out there.
There are.
All right. So let's go through the list. Folks, listen to this list and kind of see, you know, how many that you have organized, because this is what's required to have a happy retirement. You got to think you're going 10, 20, hopefully 30 years in retirement. So the number one that I have here is a written financial plan. And no, Tony, that plan in your head, that doesn't count. The plan that you have in your head, like, oh, I got this stuff here and we're just going to randomly pull money out whenever we feel like it.
That's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
I have a 401k and my wife has a 401k and I think she has an IRA. So we're set. Right. I don't need
you're
a written
pull money
plan.
Out randomly as you feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know what? We're going to go on vacation. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
No, that's a recipe for disaster. Now, could it work on a small percentage of people? Yeah. You know, I bet you that works 5% of the time, you know, depending on what you've saved and what you're pulling out.
It's the 95% of the people out there it's not going to work for.
That's going to be a tough road to hoe when you're like 75 or 80. And also think of this is, so when I write that one down, like no written financial plan. So in most relationships with clients I deal with, there's one person that runs point, right? Husband or wife, doesn't make a difference. But one person is kind of the numbers person in the relationship. And the other one's just like, hey, I married him or her. I trust him. We're kind of good. What happens when that guy or girl passes and you have no written financial plan? It's all kind of up in your head. And we're just going to pull things randomly. Mm. Like, what are you doing to that person? You're hanging them out to dry.
Yeah, you're leaving your loved ones in a horrible situation if you don't 100%. Have a plan and if you're not working with. Yeah, exactly. Right.
And they get referred in. Like they get referred in here saying, like, you know, Joe's wife, Mary, passed and he doesn't have no clue of like all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and it's like I'm trying to do like a little, you know, a piecing a puzzle together that's been kind of. Pieces have been tossed around for the last like 15
and there's years. No box lid, so you don't know what the final picture even looks like, and you've got 1,000 pieces in front of you.
Wow, that was good, Tony. That was good. The no box lid.
What's the most important piece of the puzzle? It's the box lid.
I usually don't get far past the box lid, actually. Like, I used to get a couple corners, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of blue sky. And I'm like, how am I ever gonna do this?
So, 1,000 piece puzzle. Yeah, 1,000 piece puzzle. If you ask a group of people, what's the most important piece? People say corner pieces, the last piece, the side pieces, or the first piece you lay down. Nope, it's the box lid, because with 1,000 scattered pieces in front of you, if you don't know what that final picture looks like, you don't have it. And so you know who has the box lid, who knows what that picture looks like, is a guy who goes through the retirement process each and every day. And again, I don't want to name names, Rob Curvin, but I know a guy.
Okay, I'm glad. Give me his number when you're done, actually. When we get off here.
630-780-1099.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar, but a great analogy, Tony. That's a really good analogy. All right, so number two, a safety net in the form of either a pension, annuity income. This is Ray from Kiplinger. If your employer doesn't offer a pension, which guess what, Tony? I don't know about you. I don't have a pension over here. They don't really offer as many pensions anymore as they used to.
No,
go back 30 years, 40 years, right?
The pension has gone the way of the pension.
It has gone the way of the pension and the dodo bird.
Yep.
You're going to have to find a way to create your own pension or your own income stream. And you're going to have to work with somebody to create that. So again, that's in many different forms. They mention pension. They mention annuity. There's other forms to derive income, but you're going to have an income source to help pay, you know, your monthly expenses and hopefully your fun stuff. Like, retirement's all about fun, going traveling, doing the things with people you love. Number three, this is a good one, a new attitude about risk. So your portfolio should adjust and avoid, you know, some of the volatility as you retire. Now, I probably have a bit of a problem with that one, Tony, and I'll tell you why. Is I do have people that come in, and when we do everything, they're like, yeah, you know what? Is everything going to be really conservative now? And they do a risk tolerance that shows anything but conservative. But if you're looking at you're planning on retiring for 20 years, you have to look at what brought you to the party. It was having stocks. It was allowing them to grow. It was putting money in. So if you come to retirement and you put everything conservative, and, you know, the bonds don't do well, interest rates, we have good interest rates right now as far as that goes. But go back 5 years when they were 1% and you're making 1% on bonds, but the inflation is really like 2.3%. You know, you're losing money every year. So you definitely have to, you know, the risk probably goes down from when you were 40 or 50, but it doesn't go right down to zero. You know, you definitely still have to have an income bucket. You have to have a midterm bucket, and you have to have that growth bucket that 20 years down the road has been growing the entire time. You know, so if you have unexpected health care or things like that, you're going to be able to cover that off.
Mm. Yeah, that's, I think that's a good one. I see your point about it though. Obviously that's,
yeah. If you plan now, if you only plan on being retired a year, Tony, then yeah, you go full conservative.
Right. But I mean, I think a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to live very long, or, you know, I don't need to plan for a long retirement, but no one knows the day.
No one knows. And if you're married, you really do have to plan for a longer retirement because you have two people in there. And if you have children, you probably want to leave a legacy or something for them, you know? So definitely a good one. And to couple with that, number four kind of, you know, builds along with that. You need investments that generate adequate income to support your lifestyle. So whatever you've saved, everyone's basket's different, Tony. And to me, it doesn't matter. To me, like to me, I treat every basket as important as the other one, because this is what you have, you know, and everything is relative. This is what you have. This is what you need. So you have to have whatever assets you have being managed efficiently, you know, and having the buckets in place to make sure that when you're retired, you're not looking at the 3 o'clock close. You're more looking at, you know, a fairway of a golf course, or maybe you're looking at a flower arrangement, you know, thing, or maybe you're walking on a forest preserve. Maybe you're traveling somewhere. That's what you should worry about in retirement. You let the other stuff, let us worry about it.
If you're
every day worrying about it, Tony,
you know, if your entire retirement and the success of it is tied to the daily activity of the stock market, you're in trouble. You're not going to sleep well at night.
No.
You obviously don't have a written plan. You're not working with advanced planning advisors, right? You've got to have a plan in place. You've got to work with a financial professional, because markets are going to be volatile. We're going to have bear markets. We're going to have another recession at some point. These things happen. And the market drops, it goes up and down, it hits record highs and everybody's happy for a couple of years, but then it has a correction down 10% and people who are retiring panic. But if you have a plan, you don't have all your eggs in one basket, right?
Right. And you don't get the panic. I can tell you that, like, when the market went down the beginning of April, we had several shows on tariffs and all that kind of stuff. When it went down, I had clients coming in, Tony, saying, geez, I bet you got a lot of phone calls. I got two emails and one phone call.
Wow. You know,
that's all the hundreds of clients.
Out of the hundreds of clients you have.
Two emails and one phone call. And that was it. And the reason is because everyone has a plan with a purpose. That's a shameless book plug, by the way, Tony. But
I like that.
Yeah.
You should give away some copies of your book on the show.
I'll tell you what, if people call, you call and mention you heard this, we'll send you out a copy of the book. Give us a call at 630-780-1099. Say, Rob and Tony are giving away books. I want one. And they'll take your address down. They'll send it right out to you. Yeah. Because it is a great book on retirement planning. But if you don't have that plan with a purpose, you know, written, you know, you will run into these situations. Like, I have people in here, oh, I sold everything, you know, after the market went down the beginning of April. Well, the market's basically even now, maybe minus one, maybe plus one. So you sold everything on the down, and we wouldn't let that happen. I'm the line of defense, and I'm the one that can give you facts, figures, charts, whatever we need to do to kind of, you know, make sure that you're on page. But at the same time, I feel our clients, I have clients of every risk spectrum, but where we're investing matches their risk. And if it matches your risk, you're not worried, because whatever loss that you're taking, that's in your risk. So you kind of understand that. You know, so it's not like you were taking too much risk and didn't expect my account to go down 10% or whatever it went down. That, if you panic, that means you were taking too much risk. That means whoever you're working with, or if you're doing it on your own, that means you're just taking too much, and that should be recalibrated. And it's always recalibrated with us. Everybody, you know, this year in particular, everybody that comes in through our office has to do a new risk assessment. Everybody that walks through the door, and every time someone comes in that we haven't had an updated risk in 2 years, they have to do a new one. You know, so we're always, because people's risk attitudes change, people get older, it's all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
Next up, life insurance, Tony. Now this is, again, this is one of those things where it depends on kind of, you know, what your legacy goals are. It depends on what your debt load is. Like, I'll tell you though, if you have debt, you know, that's not manageable. Like, let's say you have a mortgage, and like, if I had a mortgage and I pass away, I have life insurance, obviously. So Natalie, you know, like can pay the mortgage and all that kind of stuff, right? If you're one of those people, you should have life insurance. If you're in retirement and you're thinking of life insurance, it becomes a legacy conversation. It becomes a tax conversation because life insurance goes from being that big protector, you know, like it is for debt and thing and children, young kids going to school and things like that. In retirement, it becomes more of a paying estate taxes, paying taxes on IRAs, you know, so my kids don't have to, you know, pay the taxes, leaving a legacy for loved ones. So it's a whole different conversation. And everyone in that spectrum is a little bit different, but it's definitely something worthy of a conversation for sure to see kind of where, what you plan on and what your tax liability is be. And we do lots of life insurance and most of ours is usually based on tax liability, you know, of IRAs down the road when we project them out. But
sure. And there are different, I mean, nowadays there are hybrid policies. You can have cash value life insurance that people utilize. I mean, there are a lot of different things, but I bet you find, and I think a problem there is that people might come to you and they're either overinsured, you know, mm-hmm. somebody yep. who's just a life insurance salesman was just pushing that as the overall solution to whatever their financial needs were. Uh-huh. Oh, you're the solution. You have a financial need. The solution's life insurance.
Right.
Right. It might not, you know, they don't look at the big picture like you do as an independent advisor. So they're either overinsured or underinsured. A lot of people don't have insurance where they need it. Right.
Right. Right. And they may not even think of that as an option, because when I picture life insurance, I picture the guy with the briefcase, you know, coming up to my door, sitting in my kitchen and you know, selling me life insurance, selling me because, you know, they think I need it. But when I look at life insurance now, I kind of look at it like, is there a problem or a potential problem down the road that this could solve? If it doesn't, we don't use it. Like, you know, Tony, we're holistic. We use everything. You know, yep. I have no problem with life insurance. I have no problem with annuities. I have no problem with the insurance side. You know, we obviously manage assets is our main thing, but we're financial planners. So we better be utilizing all the tools in the toolkit, right?
Yeah. If it fits that person's best interests, 100%. If it's not in their best interest, you're not going to do it.
No. And a lot of clients, we wouldn't even talk about it because when I look at their full, when we look at their full, financial plan and where they are and where they're trying to get to, there's so many clients I've never even had a life insurance conversation with. I've never even had an annuity conversation because it doesn't fit where they're at. And right. some, they need it more than others. It just depends on kind of where you're at. And income needs, there's a whole bunch of factors that go into that. But next up, Tony, number six, drum roll, please. No, you don't need one. A plan for Social Security. Now, Tony, you may or may not remember, but for years, I did a lot of Social Security classes. I did them at the College of DuPage. I did them at the Naperville Library. I did a lot of these classes to help people maximize their benefit and choose the best time to take Social Security.
Yep. You did a great job too. Lots of information.
Lots of information. And it benefited a lot of people. You know, a lot of people that would have taken it at the wrong times just because they feel this is when they should take it. Like if you retire, a lot of people think I got to take the Social Security right away. If you have a financial plan, a lot of times we don't. A lot of times because we're looking at the picture, not today. We're looking at the picture 20 years down the road. And mm-hmm. if something happens to me, you know, Natalie, my wife, has to have a higher Social Security. So we're looking at protection as well as cash flow. And it's challenging, but we're able to bring the two together so we have, you know, just a well-designed financial plan. But Social Security maximization is a big one. Kiplinger agrees. I've been saying this for years. Then maybe they took it from one of my shows, Tony. I don't know.
The guy could have heard one of your shows or mm-hmm. about your classes, but maximizing your Social Security is important. You have a report you can run that you do for your clients. That's a big help.
Yeah. I totally agree. And we can do that for anybody. So,
yeah.
So, and we do it, you know, we do these reviews. We always do that if they haven't taken it.
No charge, no obligation, schedule a consultation and get that run.
Yeah. Free cookie when you come in.
Oh,
all the bells and whistles.
Abby will get you the free cookie.
She will. She's the baker.
Yeah.
Next one up, Tony, this is a big one too, because unfortunately part of my job is clients, unfortunately, end up passing away. you know, mm-hmm. as they get older, they end up passing away, which is the suckiest part of my job, because these are people that I would consider friends that I've known for literally, you know, decade and a half. I've known for a very long time. And I've seen this happen, you know, like not with accounts that we manage, but sometimes people have these accounts that are other places, which we've talked about on this show, which just cause mistakes. And this is one of them, having the proper beneficiary designations. All right. So not naming, you know, not updating your beneficiary designations. Like what if, you know, you have children, and sometimes people go through different phases with their children. You know, sometimes, you know, like I've had clients where they have three kids or four kids, and one of them's not even listed as a beneficiary because he's currently or she's currently on the outs. Kind of like we, you know, it doesn't visit, doesn't whatever, you know, whatever the excuse, it's not an excuse, it's a reason, but whatever the reason is. But then what happens is 5 years later, they're like, hey, guess what, Tony? We've been talking, we've been getting along. You know what? We want to add him back in. You know, he went through a tough spot of his life and ignored us for a decade or two, but now it seems to go back. Well, if they all got back together and they didn't update their beneficiary, guess what? You know, it the money doesn't go where you want the money to go. So I would suggest to everybody listening is look at those beneficiary designations at least once every 3 to 5 years. You know, life changes, grandchildren happen. We have a lot of people that list grandchildren as just a little percentage or a hard dollar amount. And you might do that originally. And, you know, you have three grandchildren. And then guess what? You know, 5 years later, you might have two more, or 10 years later, you might have three more. And you never got around to updating the beneficiaries. So when you pass, three grandchildren are going to be getting something. And the other three are going to be like, whoa, grandma and grandpa, oh, they didn't love me as much as they love Billy over there or Wyatt.
Yeah, you don't want to disinherit anyone.
No, and that's kind of, but you're not doing it on purpose. It kind of just happens, right? You know, because you're not looking at these things, you know, and you're on an island by yourself trying to manage through this whole thing. Next one, long-term care insurance. Again, this is the Kiplinger list. This isn't the Rob list, but that one to me is a tough one because, you know, when we do a financial plan, Tony, we have a bucket that we account for possible health care, possible long-term care, and we project, you know, the assets we're going to have at these points of time of our life. A lot of people that come in here because, you know, especially if they're retired and they're in their mid-60s or early 70s, wherever they may be, long-term care insurance is quite expensive.
It's really expensive.
You know, and if it was something you bought when you were 50, maybe you get value out of it, but it's hard to get the value out of it, you know, at that stage. And a lot of people really, they look at long-term care insurance is like throwing money out the window. So there's definitely other ways you can do it. You had mentioned earlier, like a hybrid life and things like that. Like a lot of those ones provide long-term care benefits and that you can use. So there's other ways to do it other than just purchasing like a long-term care policy.
And that, again, there's hybrid insurance policies now that incorporate it where you still get the death benefit, like you say. And most companies don't even offer that traditional long-term care policy where it's super expensive, and then if you don't end up using it, you lose all that money,
right? And that's why those hybrid ones are good, because you're right, like if I had a $100,000 hybrid policy, if I need it for long-term care, I got my $100,000 for long-term care, whatever the number is. But if I don't need it, there's a death benefit that my beneficiaries get, so no matter what, someone's getting the money, you know, where the long-term care, that's a big hurdle for a lot of people, me included, I'm like everybody else that I'd rather save it on the side or get one of those hybrid policies. The next one, this is critical. And I totally agree with Kiplinger on this. Powers of attorney. You need powers of attorney, either financial power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney. These are critical documents that everybody needs. Someone goes into the hospital. If I go into the hospital, Tony, I want Natalie making the decisions or being in on the decision rather than a hospital saying, this is the way we're doing it. You know, and you definitely want that, or any sort of care. You definitely want a good healthcare power of attorney, and the financial power of attorney is also critical, because what can happen is, when we've had this happen, unfortunately, we've had clients go through dementia, you know, where they're still here, things are going, but they can't make really a financial decision. And what ends up happening, if you don't have a financial power of attorney on their account, you know, a lot of people, one person worked. You know, so they have the bulk of the savings and it's all sitting under their name, especially if it's IRA, you know, so it's not in a trust account or anything. So it's all in their name. And then the spouse that's dealing with this person with dementia needs, you know, pull money out for maybe someone to help her out or whatever they're doing and can't touch the money. Because if Joe's still alive, you know, it's still his account. If Joe passes, okay, they're the beneficiary, they get the money. But if Joe's still alive and he has, you know, dementia or anything, you know, anything like that, Alzheimer's, whatever it may be, you can't touch the money. So you need a financial power of attorney. Like everybody needs that, you know, and that's a critical document. And the last one that they have here, which I think this could have easily been number two on the list, you know, under have a written financial plan, is a will or an estate plan.
Yeah.
You know, like having something in place, and everyone's situation is different. When I speak on this, Tony, I always say, not everybody needs a trust. Not everybody needs to have a trust because people are saying everyone needs a trust, but everyone needs a will. Like
you have to.
Tells everybody who gets your stuff, you know, so you have to have a will. And so many people, I think half of the people die without a will, you know, in the country, you know,
and you not only need a will, you need an updated will. You need to keep it updated because life happens.
Yeah.
Births, deaths, marriages, divorce. You got to constantly update that will and your beneficiary designations, right?
And your beneficiary 100%. And if it's a trust, you got to update the trust, but you need to have those items because that's what tells everybody, you know, who gets your stuff. You want to avoid probate if you can. And you just want your stuff organized. You don't want your kids sitting there when you've passed saying, dad's made a big mess of this. What a pain. Now we got to find this. Now we're looking for this. Now we're tracking this down. And it can be overwhelming for someone left behind, and they should be grieving you passing rather than dealing with all that kind of stuff. So that's number 10. Get a will, get a trust as part of your whole financial plan. And the good news is, Tony, is we do it all in-house. So we do the financial plan in-house. We do all the Social Security stuff we spoke of. We do the income planning, and we do the wills and trust right in-house. So we do everything here. So it's a one-stop shop for retirees. So when they're in here, we're able to do the full picture. So they're not running down the street to here and, hey, have this guy a good deal, or, you know, all of that kind of stuff, because that's what that's also a roadblock which causes procrastination. If things are difficult, procrastination just creeps in. Like if I walk into my garage and it's full of stuff, procrastination. But if I walk in my garage and there's a hockey bag and a couple sets of golf clubs, I can easily put those away. Those are because it's easy. You know, the more difficult things become, the more procrastination sets in.
Yeah. I think that's really a great point. And you don't want to leave your loved ones in a bad situation when it comes to end of life planning. That is something that so many people put off. Nobody wants to think about their own passing or a loved one's passing. So that gets put off a lot because it's human nature, but don't do it. Don't procrastinate. It is the silent killer.
There it is.
There it is. Well, hey, great show today.
Tony, wait, I got to cut you off before we go. Can we let Wyatt wave goodbye?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll bring Wyatt in one last time. We'll have to wake him.
Oh, wake him up. Wyatt. Okay. Wave How goodbye to everybody. Great state of Minnesota. Yeah.
Yep.
The future of tomorrow, this guy.
Yeah. There's our future sitting right there, Rob. Yeah.
100%.
Holy cow. All right. Well, great show today.
Yes. Thank you. Great show with you, too. Nice meeting you, Wyatt. Glad to have you aboard.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Well, let's give the phone number and web address really quick before we go.
Yeah. If you went through this list when I was going through and you were kind of like, oh my gosh, I should stop procrastinating. If you're still procrastinating, don't call us. But if you're thinking I should stop procrastinating, give us a call. 630-780-1099. Or go direct to our site, apadvisorsgroup.com. Lots of information on there about everything that we talk about. There's old shows on there too, but you can go on there. You can book an appointment direct on there too. You know, so either way, stop procrastinating and get your life organized and get a plan with a purpose.
All right. Thank you so much, Rob. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Ready, Aim, Retire with the pilot of the airwaves himself, Rob Kirvin.
Thank you for listening to Ready, Aim, Retire. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Rob Kirvin at Advanced Planning Advisors, Inc. Call 630-780-1099 or visit their website at apadvisors.net. Advisory services and insurance products and services are offered through Advanced Planning Advisors Group, Inc., an investment advisor in the state of Illinois.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.